This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Rev up those fryers, because I am sure hungry for one.
Greg Hill Show.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
It's
your cool hill man.
The Greg Hill Show.
We're up and out of Greg. Don't worry about that.
Tick, tick, boom.
Starring the biggest foodie on the planet.
To me, food is the most important thing.
White bread is succulent.
Greg Hill.
So will they then, will they adopt the USD then?
What?
The USD, will they adopt the US money?
Oh, money. US, what did you say?
USD.
Yeah.
US dollar.
Oh, USD. Oh, I never heard it referred to like that. I also have never heard Santo referred to like that. What?
Featuring the parlay playboy himself.
This tickles my fanny. Does that math make math? I did not know that.
Wiggy.
But yeah. Oof. Maybe some more nations. Maybe some unexpected nations.
That beats rule. Like, what's Ghana doing?
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, like in the Olympics. We do that in the Olympics.
Joined by Boston's number one linguist.
Criminal mischief and arson
have become this kind of tangent.
Pete Buttigieg.
Courtney Cox.
Watching that game last night, it was like, it looked like he was giving it his all just for like one stride, and everything was just like jangly. I just, the athleticism didn't really seem there.
They're both, like, when you're 7'5 or 7'6.
I know, I get it.
And accompanied by two big brains behind the glass.
Don't put salmonella with your yams.
I'm on Shime Island.
Like, talk to me, Daddy.
You are both morons.
Curtis and Shime.
You could also end up like the guy in the Pony Express and go head first off the
show. Shime, you would, would you do it?
Oh, yeah, of course I would.
Sign him up.
My hour.
Sign him up.
Shot.
Now.
Let's get down to business.
It's time to party.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Good morning. Good hello, morning, everybody.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Good morning, my neighbor.
On Boston Sports Original.
W-E-E-I. Got my people.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill. Greg Hill.
Show.
Greg Hill.
Show.
All right.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
Let the games begin.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Tick, tick, boom.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning. Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, it is. Happy Valentine's Day to all the ladies out there.
Friday.
What up?
Happy Valentine's Day, Friday.
Yep.
Did you already get something this morning from Santo, or are you waiting till later?
No, my boys are fast asleep.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let me cut this off at the pass, as they used to say in the old days. This is really only for those who watch the program on Twitch or on YouTube. Apparently, I just noticed now in the light, the sweatshirt that I grabbed this morning is covered in dog hair. So no. I get dressed in the dark. No idea. People tend to be critical of what I am wearing and the way my hair is fashioned and all of those things. So I just want to tell you, apologize in advance. Didn't realize that Bullet's dog hair was all over my sweatshirt.
Do you not pull your clothes out the night before?
Sometimes I do so I don't wake anybody up. But last night I was not able to do that. So
why don't you just get ready in like your living room so you could turn on some lights?
Yeah, I don't like to. I get dressed there, but I don't turn the lights on. But I have to go in and grab clothes, and sometimes I grab them off of a bureau where they have been stacked. And in this particular case, apparently the dog hair was all over.
Oh yeah, got a dog. You gotta have dog hair.
But we got a lot to get to. On the show this morning. I just heard from Shime that Curtis is working remotely today. Is that correct, Shime? So are we able to? Is your microphone working? No,
no.
Microphone's not working again, Sean.
No.
Well, maybe something to check before the broadcast. But not. I'm not.
Hot start.
Am I back? I'm back.
Now you're back.
So I just have to like move this arm. It's a bad wire, apparently.
Okay. Oh, okay.
And just people are dumb. They move my sticky notes. They steal my sticky notes. I hate it.
Okay. Curtis is working remotely today. Curtis, are you there?
Oh, I am. How are you, Gregory?
Excellent. Where are you this morning?
I am in the lovely art studio of Jupiter, Florida, and let me just tell you, domestic air travel has never been better. What a great country we live in. Unbelievable. I love that they tell you the second you get through security, 45 minutes before boarding, that your flight's 3.5 hours delayed. There's nothing quite like it. It was lovely.
Greg, is there like a new company policy that we can just all work remotely now? Is that a thing?
I think so.
Yeah, can I do that too?
I think you can. I think it's the.
I don't. I mean, Shine. There may or may not be. I don't know.
I think we lost them.
Do we lose Curtis?
Oh gosh!
I don't know.
Don't give it away so soon,
right,
Mitch.
Here.
Oh okay.
Oh, you're there. Okay, we lost you on Twitch though.
I haven't clicked a button, and I just want to know how many times did Greg ask you to ask that question?
Never. No, he didn't ask me at all.
I was under the impression. I think Ken had said you were taking next Friday off. I didn't realize you were working in Florida. Is that for the whole?
Yeah, I'm in Florida.
Is that the whole week next week also?
Well, I'll be in Monday when you guys are gallivanting in the snowport, and then Shime and I, 6 to 10 a.m., and then I'll be working Tuesday through Thursday, then Saturday with Ken.
Mm-hmm.
Then I return home for a big Monday show before Wiggy and I fly first class down to Fort Myers.
You're flying here to fly back?
No. You're not.
Well,
that's what he just said.
Oh, okay. All right, you're flying back.
Wow.
Yeah, I have
so
to fly
back.
So
you come back for one day?
Yep. Gotta get, you know, I'll get new clothes to bring down, and then it'll be a very exciting time.
All right. Well,
a lot of travel.
How is the weather? Must be fantastic down there, Curtis.
76 degrees outside right now, Greg.
Don't rub it in.
Yeah.
I
will not.
Are you giving us the forecast for total and utter whiteout conditions from Florida this morning for us here?
I'm going to do the Gary LaPierre acting like it's freezing where I am and tell you about the weather forecast. This one's a doozy, but looking more and more like we're not going to get walloped with snow.
Like what, 2 to 4 inches or something like that?
Yeah. Up north and west will get more, but 2 to 4 inches, Boston Metro, 4 to 6, north and west.
Okay.
I'm over the snow.
Oh, I mean, you're not going to be done with it until mid-March or whatever.
I could deal with the cold weather. I just hate the snow.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, I prefer the nice warm weather of 70 degrees in Florida. But if it's cold out there, no snow, I'm cool with it. Because people can't drive in the snow, and then it gets you filthy.
Yeah.
Full squad workout for our beloved Red Sox Monday, Peggy.
Yep.
So spring is here.
They are back.
They're odds-on favorites, depending on who you ask.
Wow.
The Boston Red Sox.
I did not know that.
All you got to do is make one move. Does John Henry understand this? All you got to do is spend a little bit of money. Take your I know because I have them.
Mm-hmm.
Take your little dinosaur hands and propel them down into your pocket.
Right.
Pull out a little bit of cash.
Right. Right.
And the fortunes for an entire region change. I mean, it is It's electric how Red Sox fans feel after the Alex Bregman signing. Electric.
It's you know how, like, around here, it's all about having teams that are competitive and at least, you know, playoff contenders, because we've seen it so many times, whether a team was, you know, a lower seed and get in. And I mean, other than the Patriots, where it seemed like they were always the number one seed. But you see it all the time. Teams get in there, and once you're in, they're able to get to a championship, and you want to be able to watch a team that's competitive, especially towards the end of the season.
Yeah.
Right? You know, who wants to sit there and watch the Red Sox when they're, you know, 15 games out and they got no chance of making the postseason?
No,
Didn't yesterday feel like, Craig, that it was like we finally have a summer where we're not going to be wondering if we're going to have to do random top five lists in the middle of July? Like, we actually will have a team to talk about?
And yes, all of those things. You finally feel like you're not going to have a team where you're going to determine, after the All-Star break is over, that they need to be sellers, or buyers. Like, they as long as, you know, they can avoid the injury situation, like, that's a really, really good baseball team. And I don't care. The debate yesterday was raging on whether or not you make Devers your DH, whether where you put Bregman. I don't care.
Keep everybody happy.
I could care less about it.
Right. But you know what I mean? Like, if Rafi Devers does not want to move and wants to stay at third, keep him there. And if Alex Bregman has no worry in moving to second, then put him there.
But like, I heard Jones say this yesterday. I kind of agreed with him. If moving Bregman to third and, you know, moving, I think he said Rafael at a second, gives your team the best infield, why wouldn't you do, like, if you're Alex Cora, isn't it about, like, putting the guys in the best position to make sure that the team...
Who would you rather is moved to a position that is not their, you know, go-to favorite position? Would you rather that Alex Bregman figures out playing second base, or Rafael Devers tries to figure out playing second base?
Well,
the better defensive player is Bregman. Right.
Yes.
Well, but, like, if you say, listen, you're going to DH, and we're going to move Bregman to third, and we're going to move whoever to second, the point Jones was trying to make, if you're the manager of this baseball team, you have to put the best players in position, especially defensively, because that's been a thorn in your side for the past couple of years, that are going to give you the best chance to make sure those pitchers have the best guys behind them. So why wouldn't Devers want a DH? Why wouldn't he just – he's already got his money. Go DH, and you don't even have to worry about fielding ground balls at third base.
He may want a DH. The problem is, and Curtis brought this up, I think, yesterday – is that you're paying somebody whatever the Devers number is? Is it 40 like Bregman's, Curtis, this season?
Yeah, it's over $30 million. You're looking at the infancy of a $300+ million 11-year contract, and you also, Greg, yesterday was a really great example of why so many people hate the media in Boston, because there's all this like fake outrage about, why did you spend this money now? Why on Bregman? This clearly wasn't the plan. It's like, shut up. Yeah. They did it. They got the guy. He's making the team better. It's an investment. It's what the move signifies, more than saying that you think Bregman is all of a sudden the best player in baseball.
Right.
Alex Cora is a guy that made his bones as a utility infielder. He's a brilliant guy when it comes to that. I trust that he will make the decision that is in the best interest of the club when it comes to who's playing where.
Yeah, and I, like, most of these things, who cares? These moves are not made for the media. Who cares what they do or don't think about it? It's done as it should be for the fans and for the good of the baseball team. And the fans, the message to me is that if you make enough noise and you whine and you don't buy tickets and you don't go to Fenway Park,
right,
then eventually John Henry is going to say uncle and is going to, you know, at some point he said to Craig Breslow, go spend some money.
Oh,
we have to. So I to complain because you got what you were asking for is ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't.
But I mean, that's the way it is around here.
Yeah, so, I don't think anybody should be complaining.
This is David. David, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Great show as always. Thank you.
What's up?
So I'm happy about the signing, but I look at this as being hush money in a Band-Aid. And I'll explain what I mean by that. Listen up, guys.
Yeah.
Just hear me out. So the Band-Aid is you needed to get something else, so you did. You got a right-hand batter. But also, you wanted to shut the Fins up by giving out a lot of money, and you want to make Alex Score happy. That's where the hush money comes in. Alex Score was not happy.
But, again, what is wrong with that? Like, the way in which Curtis is right, the way in which you phrase it is shutting fans up or making Alex Score happy, great. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what you're supposed to do.
Right.
You're a professional sports franchise,
right,
and you're supposed to do whatever you can to win. And so I don't understand the whining about it.
And it makes the team better.
Right. Who better to have with all the young stars that are about to be breaking through on the precipice of the...
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The big league, their best farm system in baseball. Who better to have around than a two-time World Series champion who, by all accounts, plays the right way and is a leader?
Correct. Yeah. Somebody like, who's done it before, done it successfully, won a couple World Series rings, and that's the guy that you get in here for however long you have him. So,
well, hopefully the pressure's getting a craft, too, as well, you know, for this offseason.
Well,
and he sees, like, all right, you know, the fans are complaining, and, you know, the league sees it. People who talk about our football team, they see it. So hopefully it gets to him just as well as John Henry, and he does the same thing where he says, all right, we got to spend some money to not only does it make the fans happy, but it also makes your team better.
Well, yes, but also to keep up. Like for when the Patriots started winning in 2001, everybody else in the city felt like they needed to do whatever they could to remain relevant and to keep up. And so that's a good thing.
Right.
All those things are good things. Huge win for my U.S. Four Nations team last night, Curtis. I don't know. Did you catch any of it?
So we actually circled over Palm Beach so we could watch the end. It was... In a word, unbelievable. Yeah. The entire plane, every TV was on the Four Nations Cup high fives. They actually had free booze on JetBlue after the game. Everybody was so happy. Yeah. It was like it gripped the nation.
I mean, the Tkachuk brothers are productive, I'll tell you.
They are.
So it's USA, USA, USA all day long.
Here. I didn't realize they were the favorites, too, when you said that yesterday.
Did you stand for the anthem in your living room? Or?
Let's see. I think I may have still been out at a restaurant. I was forced to go to a restaurant last night for work purposes.
Forced.
I was. What am I supposed to do?
What, were you coerced?
Huh?
What, were you coerced?
No. So the incredible people at Tito's, the vodka company, have been proud and longtime supporters of the Greg Hill Foundation and this radio station.
Yes.
And therefore, it's my obligation, as it should be, to go enjoy a celebratory dinner with them.
Stay away from the cops? Stay away from the cops?
It was an Italian place, so what am I going to order?
A lot of cops.
There's nothing without carbs on the on the thing.
Shoot, you were so close, too. So
I know. I mean, it was... I was... Again... What am I supposed to do? Am I going to sit there and not eat anything?
Just salad. Salad and protein.
Salad? I mean, you're going to waste a trip to La Padrona with a salad? I mean, it also isn't filling. Like, a salad is not filling.
Maybe you could have did the chicken parm without.
They don't have chicken parm on the menu over there. It's one of those kind of Italian places.
Oh, I was going to say, without the pasta. Yeah,
no,
you're screwed.
Speaking of events for work at restaurants, I want to thank everybody that came out to Salt and Stone last night with Screwball, myself, and Mego for Galentine's Day. It was awesome. So many good people there. There was this one woman, Debbie, and her husband had reached out to me on Messenger, on Instagram, and had said, you know, I really want my wife and her friend to be able to come. She listens to the show every day. We listen to the show every day. But we've been married for so long. We don't have any bad, you know, Valentine's Day stories. I said, let me figure something out.
Okay.
And it was so nice to meet them. She was so sweet.
She was?
Yeah.
Oh,
so
nice.
Everyday listeners.
All right. So basically that dude got away with a free gift for Valentine's Day.
I don't know about
that. That's what he did.
And
doesn't
night
seem
off.
Like the type.
That sounds exactly like what happened there yesterday.
And the girl silently judged the woman that said she had a good marriage at the dinner. It was very awkward.
Were there a lot of dudes outside afterwards?
There were some dudes inside.
Okay.
Yeah. Really?
I bet that was
people...
a good night for some of those dudes
out
there.
Well, I think they came with, you know, significant others that just wanted to come and enjoy. But the food was great. The Screwball drinks were great. We had permanent jewelry, a photo booth. It was great.
Excellent. All right. Well, we have a lot to get to on today's show, including the leads in about 10 minutes. We'll get those started at least then. And then they said it at 7. That's a quick back and forth on what was said yesterday. We will definitely talk about what Jaren Duran said yesterday and how he delivered this team's version of "Why Not Us?" So... starting it off with me with a little chip on the shoulder over there if you're part of the Boston Red Sox. Courtney has the news coming up at 7:45. And speaking of Courtney, here she is with what is trending to start this morning.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Tkachuk brothers came out firing for Team USA last night, helping them to a 6-1 win over Finland. Both Brady and Matthew had 2 goals in the win. Brady was named player of the game, receiving a Team USA Johnny Gaudreau jersey in his locker after. So now, tomorrow in Montreal, it will be Finland versus Sweden at 1 and USA versus Canada. Puck drop at 8 for that one. You can watch the early game, Greg, if you so desire, at the Fan Village here in Boston at City Hall Plaza.
Oh, okay.
So they're opening that tomorrow.
All right, Fan Village.
Yes.
How many people are we expect? How many hockey fans are we expecting at Fan Village?
I mean, I think it depends on the weather, but Curtis said, you know, it's not going to be too bad. I think that would be a perfect place for you.
Excellent.
Yeah.
All right.
And while the Celtics are off for All-Star break, multiple sources are indicating that Celtics assistant coach Sam Cassell will be in serious consideration to become the next head coach next season at his alma mater, Florida State. So he may be on the move.
Okay. Well, he's been there long enough to mentor his young butterfly, Joe Mazzulla.
Yes.
He's waiting for his opportunity. Sam Cassell's been an assistant for a while, so...
Yep.
You got to go to college to get that head coaching off.
Yep. And Greg brought it up, but spring training and the full team workouts on Monday. Today, though, the day that Alex Bregman is expected to arrive in Fort Myers to join his new teammates. And it's officially official. The Jets took to social media to thank Aaron Rodgers, posting, quote, "For everything you've given us the past 2 years, thank you, 8. The Subaru of New England, Washington's birthday sales event lasts all month long. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. It is currently 24, but feels like 7 in Boston. Afternoon high of 32 this weekend. Starts off as snow late Saturday night, but it's going to be mostly rain, sleet, crap, about 2 to 4 inches of Boston, 4 to 6 inches across the north and west.
Our leads coming up next.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, non-stop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.